Not all downtown businesses are doing well these days. And then there's Sweet Escape. Cafe owner Christina Jenkins says she's cooked up the recipe for success.
Downtown Belleville is becoming like the culinary destination, I think, more than it is retail.
Sue Seguar says there's nowhere else she'd meet her friend Gina Brack for their Wednesday outing.
I would say it's comfortable. The atmosphere's friendly. It's good food.
Brack says there's nowhere else she can get the Gina Rito, a breakfast burrito named in her honor, skipping on the salsa and vegetables.
It's a breakfast burrito, and I like it all except for one of the ingredients, so they know to take it out without me even having to ask for it, and they've renamed it the Gina Rito.
Bill Saunders is CEO of the Belleville and District Chamber of Commerce. He says Belleville businesses' best bet is to find their niche, and if not, they face an array of challenges.
Businesses that are owned by local individuals face a whole series of challenges that include shrinking profit margins, competition from the major big box retailers, as well as online purchases.
A recent study by the Canadian Federation of Independent Business ranked Belleville 58th out of 73 of the best small Canadian cities in which to do business. Amanda Lorbetsky, QNET News, Belleville.